It's nonsense. Where is wisdom found? It depends on the type of wisdom you are searching for. There are two types, and they are contrary to each other. For God's nonsense is wiser than humanity's wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:25. Do you have a need for things to make sense? In 1980, my first husband and I were in financial ruins. I worked for my parents in their small town market, making just $65 per week. There was not enough money to cover the bills, but somehow, month to month, we managed. I didn't understand how the perceived shortfall never came. I knew at that time that only God could make math work like that. But God chose what the world considers nonsense in order to shame the wise. God chose what the world considers weak in order to shame the strong. And God chose what the world looks down as common or regards as nothing in order to bring to nothing what the world considers important so that no one should boast before God. 1 Corinthians 1:27 through 29. The world tells us to seek wisdom through higher education, but without a scholarship or grants, that becomes very expensive. Father sends us somewhere that wisdom is available at no monetary cost. Anyone who is willing will not be turned away. It is His doing that you are united with Messiah Yeshua. He has become wisdom for us from God, and righteousness, and holiness, and redemption as well. 1 Corinthians 1:30. What more do we need? Jesus fulfills every need that we will ever have, if only we will allow it. But the wisdom you find through Yeshua is not of this world. It doesn't make sense to us. Turn the other cheek for another slap. Give your coat away. Repay cruelty with kindness. Think of others as better than yourself. The list goes on, but never falls into agreement with what the world tells us to do. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no one's heart has imagined all the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. We have a choice. Love the world or love God. We can't do both.